Eish mem hei sefei. Mutter l'Yisrael, Mutter l'Yisrael, Mutter l'Imkar, and Kotzes l'Yisrael. A Jew can give merchandise to a goy to sell, as long as he made up a price in advance, how much profit the goy can take for himself, how much wages he will get. In that case, we say the goy is working to make this profit. He's not working for the Jews, he's working for himself. But you cannot tell specifically, sell on Shabbos. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you know that the shuk, the marketplace, is open only on Shabbos, and you tell him sell my merchandise, that's also asur, because even though you didn't tell him the words do it on Shabbos, but you are clearly telling him to work on Shabbos. There's no gear. They have sometimes these conventions that over the weekend. So you want to go to sell your merchandise in the convention, and the convention is just Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Obviously, you want to work on Shabbos, and this, you will not have this heter. Tana shelokhu Yisrael mashke men Yehudi. A Jew loaned money to a goy, and he took the oven of the goy as a tana security for his loan. An agreement was made that any profits made from this oven go to the Jew as his ribbis, usury. One can take it. This tana belongs to the goy. Nobody thinks it's a Jewish tana. They know it's a goyish tana. Then the Israel chelik bo. The Jew has no chelik of the tana, so it's like a goy's tana working on Shabbos. Again, the Israel oyma loylasi b'Shabbos. He's not telling to work on Shabbos because the goy is keeping his oven open because that's his business. Then Yudik itochaba the nashi the kaim tanoi. The guy is keeping it open just because this is his business and this is the condition he made with his Jew. He wants to keep his condition.